Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Hayya alessalah. Hayya alessalah. Hayya alalfalah. Hayya alalfalah. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. La ilahe illallah.
Which one?
Rashid, you know, before his Catholic mother?
You
came in Victoria Street.
Yeah.
You know the big.
Big. Is it this one yours?
Yeah.
Oh, is it open now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's, I think this is good garage.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Big space.
It's big space, yeah.
Yes, really good. So parking is no problem?
Yeah. Yeah, for parking is no problem.
When did you come?
About 2 or 3 months ago.
Oh.
Rashid, you know Rashid?
Yeah.
She passed away 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Traffic light, turn left.
Yeah, first left.
You know the other masjid, Haji Hala?
Yeah.
Straight away going there, you see the garage.
Opposite Haji Hala?
When you go on Haji Hala here,
yeah.
Looking down road,
yeah.
Straight away you see the garage, traffic motor. Yeah.
Okay, then I will come there. But
inshallah.
Oh.
Inshallah.
So good. So, long time lease or is it?
Yeah. You give me 10 years.
Oh, that's very good then.
Yeah.
Then you don't need to move.
Yeah. The other guy, I don't like it.
Is it other one, Asian?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Kurdish.
Kurdish. So
too much.
Is it still there? Is the garage still there?
Yeah, it's still there. People go there.
Ah.
Yeah.
At least you're there. You are
the
boss.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I usually send them on the other one. I don't know. You know, so.
Yeah.
So I know, you know. So how many brothers are you working? Only you?
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
Two more. You and another one.
Yeah.
That's good. Keep one good one for life.
Yeah.
Sometimes some of them.
Where is the other Haji? Why is he not coming? I've not seen him.
Huh?
Haji was sitting there.
Oh, Haji was passed away. That day I made a mistake. Maulana sent me a message and I was confused. And I went to other mosque, you know, very young boy passed away, 33 years old. Haji passed away. And because then Maulana made announcement, you know, last week he was telling everybody. Last week I was here.
Last week he's passed away.
Before, yeah. See, that's what we do. We miss somebody, we just look for it. Stay to it.
Because a couple of weeks I didn't see him.
Yeah,
I
didn't see
him. I said, where is he?
Thank you.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Subhan. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nastahdih. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fahuwa al-muhtadi wa man yudlil falan tajida lahu waliyan murshida. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna sayyidana wa sanadana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المنزل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا My dear respected brothers and elders, morals, أخلاق, on those that are in instinct of the person. What does akhlaq mean? What does akhlaq mean? It's a reaction of a human being. A reaction of a human being, instinctively. That's in his nature. He was created with them. He was created with this discipline. Therefore, Muslim, they've got good discipline. Muslim needs to practice to bring into their life good discipline. They need to work hard and they need to strive to acquire them. That's really important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you are looking for good akhlaq, good discipline, Muhammad says, the example is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا You want Allah, you want a good response on the D-Day, on the judgment, day of judgment, your example is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your example is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a hadith reported by Imam Muslim. Ya Rasulullah, I see you do a lot of istighfar. You seek for forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأْخَرْ إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا We've opened many doors for you. If you want to translate it word to word. But if you want the explanation, many countries will embrace Islam. Many regions will come towards Islam. And the purpose of that, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ For Allah to forgive you. مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ Whether it's the past or in the future, any sin will be forgiven. So Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, you are forgiven. Allah has forgiven you. Why all this seeking for forgiveness? Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أَفَلَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا Oh Aisha, don't I want to be a grateful man, a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And you're going to see in the bayan, in the taqreer today, akhlaq, the morals, the three types of morals, one of them is with Allah Azza wa Jal. How do you deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of them is with your nafs. How do you deal with yourself? And one of them is with غير, with the others. Imam Jurjani رحمه الله تعالى says, ما هي أخلاق المسلم؟ قال الجرجاني رحمه الله تعالى, it is a firm will of the soul from which actions proceed easily and smoothly without the need for thought or deliberations. For example, let me give you an example. You see an old man, tied, holding, shopping. You don't ask yourself, you know yourself that you need to help him. Regardless his religion, regardless anything, you say, sir, do you want me to give you a hand? This is good akhlaq, Imam Jurjani rahimahullah ta'ala says. Without thinking, or without asking yourself, you take the step forward. This is good akhlaq. And this is what we expect from Muslims. Forget the answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. But make the first move. The morals of a Muslim are divided into several sections, depending on what they relate to. Some of them are morals related to dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like I mentioned. Some of the morals is how to deal with Allah azza wa jal. Some of them related to dealing with oneself, with myself. I will explain that. And some morals related to dealing with other people. And some with other creatures. Animals, for example. We are all aware of the story where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned a woman because of her relation with a cat. And a woman, his tolerance towards a woman who wasn't even in Islam, who wasn't even scared of him, who wasn't even close to Allah Azza wa Jalla. But she gave water to a thirsty dog, thinking that just before him, I was thirsty as well. She felt for him, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah was there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy was there. So, if we were to look at the several sections, there's one of them. One of akhlaq related between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them is related to me, and one of them is related to the human being, to the others. And one of them is related to the makhluqat. At-ta'amul ma'a Allah fi akhlaqik. How do I deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Moral dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslim should be the best and excellent in dealing with Allah azza wa jal, as He is the one. لا إله إلا هو. There's not Allah but Him. There's not God but Him. He has no partner. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the same as dealing with a creature. Me dealing with Allah is not like me dealing with Dr. Afzal, or is not like me dealing with Brother Mahi, or is not like me dealing with a brother, or with a brother, with any other brother. How do I deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Simple. Hayya ala salah, I'm here. Hayya ala al-falah, I'm here. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام I'm here. Like Mulana mentioned last week in his khutbah regarding Rajab and Sha'ban, make the best of these 2 months to get ready for Ramadan with dealing with Allah Azza wa Jalla, not with dunya. We go to our Muslim countries nowadays, these 2 months our Muslim brothers will spend their time on shopping. Will spend their time on getting ready, changing the house, changing the beauty, changing everything. What about you? Relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. When are you going to get ready for that? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says in a hadith related by Imam Tirmidhi and Imam Muslim rahimahumullahu ta'ala, that Anas radiallahu anhu, Anas, not Usama ibn Zayd, afwan. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never fasted a full month besides Sha'ban. She's not talking about Ramadan. Ramadan got short. Besides Ramadan, a full month fasted by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Sha'ban. This is why to get ready for Ramadan. And this is preparation, my relation between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people read or listen to the Quran from Ramadan to Ramadan. No. How do you want to build a relation with Allah Azza wa Jal? How do you want to build a relation with Allah Azza wa Jal if you fix a timetable? Ya Allah, my fasting with you, my relation regarding fasting is from Adham to Ramadan. This is not the moral of a Muslim. The moral of a Muslim, whatever it is, whenever he is, whenever it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present. In his life, in his heart, in his decisions. This is the moral of a Muslim. Akhlaquk, mu'amalatuka ma'a Allah azza wa jal. Relations with Allah azza wa jal. Your relation with Allah azza wa jal. True belief in Him, a firm belief in Him. What am I supposed to do? Allah knows best. How my reaction is supposed to be? Allah knows best. Allah has told me. Allah has taught me through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My belief on Allah azza wa jalla should be strong. Obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey Allah Azza wa Jal in every aspect. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, you first, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Sighatu amr. An order from Allah Azza wa Jal. Oh, you believers, I have told you to pray salah. Oh, you believers, I've told you to fast. Oh, you believers, I've told you to give zakat. Oh, you believers, I've told you to do many things. But all believers, all of these, resume, the summary of all of these is one word. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu is one sentence, afwan. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Qu anfusakum. Save yourself. وأهليكم, and your family, your wife, your kids. قو أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. صغة أمر. For example, doctors tell me, do. I do. I obey. صغة أمر when it's used, doesn't mean you've got no choice. إلا لقراء. إلا لقراء. There's exceptions. But the first rule of Siratu Amr, without any exception, it means an order you have to do. So obey. That's what we call obey. Me, let me ask myself. Everyone ask himself, what do I do to save myself, my wife, and my kids from Jahannam? Without a relation between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can never, ever obey Him in this matter. You need, I need, we need to build that relationship with Allah Azza wa Jalla. We need to build that relationship with Allah. Then, when that the obedience comes, then you see yourself without. You don't even feel it, but you see yourself that you saving yourself from Nar Jahannam. You saving your wife from Nar Jahannam. Let me give you an example. As an imam, whether it's me or Mulana Rashid Saab, how many people come and ask us masail? Wife was asking, is this permissible in deen or not? Qu anfusakum. Why? Because it is your education. It is your education. Through you, alhamdulillah, and through your mu'amalat, through your morals, you've installed a rule and regulation at home that anything that unpleases Allah Azza wa Jal can't come into this house. This is the moral of a Muslim. First of all, build your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we talk of ourselves. Then I can talk about myself. قو أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. Then, how do you build a relationship with Allah? تظنون بالله الظنون هنالك ابتلي المؤمنون وزلزلوا زلزالا شديدا لمن كان يرجو الله. What do you mean by لمن كان يرجو? Those people who were wishing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you mean? At the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were two types of people. A hypocrite. There's many types, but who used to live the surrounding of Muhammad? The hypocrite and the mu'min, sahabi. This hypocrite, وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. He'll pray with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam salawatul khams. He might even go in the path of Allah with him. But his thinking or his hope on Allah Azza wa Jalla were really weak. They were not there. Oh, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help him? This man is going to finish one day or the other. His religion is going to finish one day or the other. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. This ayah was revealed on Ghazwatul Khandaq. Khandaq, you know? Khandaq, huh? On Ghazwatul Khandaq. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ إِسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهِ. Those people who build their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, and places great hopes on Allah azza wa jalla, in a sense, they trust Him more than themselves. And all these qualities, how do they come into our heart, into our life? These qualities will come through your mu'amalat with Allah Azza wa Jal, through the relationship that you build with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true believers. Then there is a relationship between you and yourself. What does it mean? A single hadith. ما حاكى هو حديث كه ما حاكى على نفسك. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anything you don't know, or you've got a fatwa, for example, but your heart is not pleased with it, you don't feel right doing it. For example, oh yes, the fatwa is there, yes, I can do it, but still I'm not, because of course with knowledge, we're talking about knowledge here, we're not talking like, you know, you're just not pleased for nothing. With knowledge, despite Salatul Istikhara, you're not happy with the answer. You're not happy with that. Then this is how you build a relationship with yourself. Okay. My nafs, will I go according to my nafs? Will I please my nafs? Or will I make my nafs please Allah Azza wa Jal? Do you understand? Does it make sense what I'm saying? There's many masa'ils. But Allah subhanahu, many masa'ils. But I want you to understand. Mu'amalatu al-mu'mini ma'a nafsih, with himself. Will he please his nafs? Go according to his nafs? Or will he make the nafs please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's the second one. Mu'amalatu al-ghayr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was advising and giving a lecture regarding the neighbors, Sahaba said, we were so worried that he might just give him a part of the heritage. That's how worried they were. Brothers, if I chose this topic today, it's because one non-Muslim came and told me that Muslim, our society, our committee, our Muslim brothers and sisters actually harmed her with bad words. I won't go into details amongst many others, but for example, oh, the person was going past, make sure this person doesn't touch you, he's not Muslim. You can't say agabai. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never taught us this. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Aisha radiallahu anha asked, kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an? We are all aware of the story, a Jew youngster used to come and put trash in front of his doorstep. One day, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missed it and went and visited him. His father said to the youngster, Ati' Abul Qasim. Akhlaq. Brothers, the first call towards La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is akhlaq. It is our discipline. And you could take someone really far from La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah through your bad manners. Through my bad manners. Islam has always taught us, we all have our shortcomings. But the shortcomings is with us. It's limited to us. When you do mu'amalat with someone, you put that shortcoming aside. We've heard the story of a sahabi. He was going past, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هذا من أهل الجنة. One sahabi said, Now, of course, there's a little bit of judgment in there, but positive. What does he do to be amongst Jannati, amongst those people of Jannah? Let me go learn from him. That's positive. And he asked him, goes, can I be your guest for 3 days? Yes. Nothing special. Person will sleep after Isha, he wake up for Fajr, just like a normal Muslim. After 3 days, he said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that about you. What do you do special? What do you do? What's so special about that? Goes, nothing. Before I put my head in the pillow, I goes, Ya Allah, if anyone's harmed me today, please forgive him. Regardless his religion, regardless his ethnic, regardless his gender. This is akhlaq. Through our akhlaq, people should come towards us. Not through our bad manners, people should run away from us. Allah has promised us till the day of judgment. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمٌ نُورَهُ in one riwayah, or وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ His light, He will spread it and finish it with you, with us, or without us. Let Him, ask Him, request from Him to use us for His light. And that is through our akhlaq. First of all, through our akhlaq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good discipline. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the purpose of many, many, many human beings. To protect many, many human beings from Jahannam, Nar Jahannam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us the haqiqa of Quran and the haqiqa of Sunnah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Не ускосать перед ним? Я?
Я.
Пере? Хаватине? Не, га? А во, а не?
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أعطي حظه من الرفق فقد أعطي حظه من الخير ومن حرم حظه من الرفق فقد حرم حظه من الخير أثقل شيء في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامة حسن الخلق رواه الترمذي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام وإن الله لا يبغض الفاحش البذيء رواه الترمذي وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن صاحب حسن الخلق لا يبلغ به درجة صاحب الصوم والصلاة رواه الترمذي وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شيء أثقل في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامة من خلق حسن فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى لا يبغض الفاحش البذيء رواه الترمذي أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا اللهم صل على المجتبى سيدنا محمد هلال الرجاء شفيعنا وسيدنا محمد سفينة النجاة صلاة تكون لنا فرجا وتفتح لنا أبواب السماء فتحا قريبا منفرجا اللهم شفعه فينا بجاهه عندك عباد الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة وعن العشرة المبشرة وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم يا مسلف القلوب سلف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقرب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، اللهم العفو والعافية والمعافاة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة، اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأهم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. سووا صفوفكم رحمكم الله، سووا الصفوف جزاكم الله عنا خير. Make your lines straight, brothers, fill in the gaps. جزاكم الله عنا خير. Brothers, fill in the gaps. بارك الله فيكم. Everybody was quiet, okay? May?
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك
جل. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا، خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفذ البحر قبل أن تنفذ كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد، فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. اللهم لك السجود وبك سجد وجلد وشق سمع فتبع منك. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. ربي اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. وصل اللهم وبارك على سيدنا محمد نبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Allah.